الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you choose to practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the Islamic faith. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those who are or have been attending this week's Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is seeking help from Allah. Now, in these troubling times, and I'm not going to cover all the troubling times because you all know exactly what I'm talking about or what you may be going through with yourself or your family or your neighborhood, or wherever you live, you may be going through something right now. And maybe going through something for a long time and don't know how do I resolve this issue that I'm going through. Whatever it may be, personal or non-personal, or someone you know, how do I help them or help myself resolve this issue? Because people are, particularly in America, particularly after COVID and all, people are losing their jobs, they're losing their homes, families are in disarray. A lot of drug use taking place, alcohol use taking place. You have high gas and food prices, housing prices, car prices. So a lot of things are going on right now. We must not be overwhelmed with worry and seek help from the greatest helper, which is Allah. For Muslims, in our prayers, we attest to Allah and every rak'ah, or every unit of prayer that we make. And the thing that we said at the bottom of the last ayat, or I would say around the fifth verse of the Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the first surah, or first chapter in Quran. And it says, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And we say, O Allah, you alone we worship, and you alone we call for help. So right there, we say that over and over and over again in each prayer. Each prayer or each unit of the prayer we make, we're making two rak'ah, for example, two units of prayer in the morning. We at least ask in both of those units of prayer. And then in the afternoon, we ask for at least four times. And then in the late afternoon, we ask at least four times. And then before the sun, around the sunset, we ask at least three times. And then the last prayer that we make, which is Isha prayer, and we ask at least four times, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And we say, O Allah, you alone we worship, and you alone we call for help, or we ask for help. It depends on who's translating the Arabic into the English. And so we ask this of Allah. And we should mean this from our heart when we say that you alone we worship, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ and why? And you alone we call for help. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So I want Muslims to keep this in mind. Also those non-Muslims who are listening to me, this is what we do at least five times a day. We're asking Allah for help. Also in another surah, which is a surah, or you can say another chapter. This is chapter 110. And it's going to be the first, I would say the first three ayahs, or the first three verses of this particular chapter. Again, this is chapter 110, 110. It's going to be verse 1 through 3. because you have to follow along with me. This is a class, like you're sitting in class before me, but of course I cannot see you, you cannot see me. So you're sitting at your desk in a class, and you're going to flip, and you have your note, you have your Quran with you. And you're going to flip to that particular chapter, 110th chapter, and a 103rd verse in the chapter. And there's going to be different interpretations, because some are translated into English, you translate the Arabic into English, or Urdu, or other languages, that are French, whatever it may be, you translate it into the that language from Arabic, with the original language of the Quran, or this is the language of the Quran, to the language that you best understand the Quran. And so you may have different interpretation of what I'm saying, or translation of what I'm saying. And in this particular chapter, and these a few verses, it says, وَإِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي الدِّينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. These just few verses that I read, it says, when there comes the help of Allah and the victory, You see the people entering Allah's religion, meaning Islam, in multitudes. So glorify your Rabb with his praises and pray for his forgiveness. Surely he is ever ready to accept your repentance. So here it says here, of course, it asking us, encouraging us to seek help from Allah. Our victory is with Allah, and that we repent to Allah. No matter how big your, how many sins you have, Allah forgive yourself for associating a partner with Allah. It was as high as your sins, as high as the sky, or large as mountains, or like the foam of the ocean. Allah forget all of that, as long as you don't have any speck of associating partners with Allah. You have that there, Allah does not forgive that. He is alone on a throne of authority. He alone we worship, and he alone we ask for help. And so here we have to understand, my beautiful students, is that we want victory, we want help, we want forgiveness, we go to Allah for these kind of things. So you probably came today to class with a lot of things on your shoulder, heavy work on the world weight on your shoulder. And I pray to Allah that these little bit of words that I'm saying, this few minutes that I'm talking to you, are teaching you this beautiful faith, that you seek help from Allah, you seek guidance from Allah, you seek victory from Allah. These are the things we should seek from Allah. You seek repentance from Allah, not from some individual, not from some man or woman. No, all these things come from Allah. The victory, the guidance, the help come from Allah. And then in another verse, in chapter 16, verse 53, again, chapter 15, 16, chapter 16, verse 53, and it says in this particular verse, it says, وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فَإِلَيْهِ تَجْأَرُونَ. I'm sorry if I kind of skipped a little bit, messed up a little bit. But it says here, whatever blessings you enjoy are from Allah. And when touched by distress, he is the one to whom you should cry for help. So the blessings that we get are from Allah. And anything, any stress we're experiencing, we cry to Allah for help. So we have to keep that in mind, that whatever blessings we get, whatever good happens to us, is from Allah. And that if we want some help, we cry to Allah for help when we have this distress or something going on in our lives. Right now, someone's maybe sitting in the room before they came to class, man, how am I going to solve this problem? Or before you came to class, man, I'm going to solve this problem. I'm going to sit in Imam's class today, and maybe I'll learn something. Well, today, I hope, inshallah, God willing, that you are, my students, are learning where to seek your help from when a calamity takes place, when a disaster takes place, and you seek that help from Allah. Don't be afraid to do so. Don't be afraid to seek the blessing from Allah, to seek the help from Allah. This is what this particular subject is all about. This topic is all about is seeking help and guidance from Allah. So because of the time, I'm just going to say the next verse or next few verses in the English. And this is going to come from chapter 2, which is Surah Al-Baqarah, the 153rd verse. Again, chapter number 2, and it's going to be verse 153. And Allah says, O you who believe, seek my help with patience and prayer. Surely Allah is with those who are patient. Inna Allah ma'asabirin. Allah with those who are patient. Don't want help from Allah or seek help from Allah. Don't have patience. Oh Allah, you raise your hand and be asked for help from Allah, and then you put your hand down and expect immediate results. Oh Allah, I still got the problem. What's going on? You got to be patient and keep praying to Allah and ask for Allah's help and Allah's guidance. Allah may not even help with whatever's going on with you right now, but He may prevent another calamity of distress from going and coming in your direction, which is worse than what you're going through. It's like a man who has a problem because his big problem is having no shoes. But then he see a man with no feet and see that his problem is bigger than his. That man's problem with no feet is bigger than his problem having no shoes. And so we have to look at things. Allah may avoid that for you. You may say, oh man, I don't have any shoes to wear, or I have holes in my shoes, or anything like that. But your situation could be worse. Allah could make it worse, but Allah allow you because you made dua, though you ask Allah, supplication to Allah, and ask Allah for help and guidance in the situation, and Allah could give you help and guidance from something worse happening to you, that you don't have any feet to put any shoes on. Let me go to the next verse, and the next chapter and verse. This is going to come again, the same chapter, chapter 2, verse 45. Again, chapter 2, verse 45. And it says in this particular verse, we're talking about Allah's help comes with patience and prayer. And it says, seek Allah's help with patience and salah, meaning prayer. It is indeed hard to be patient and to be punctual in offering salah, meaning prayer, except for those who fear Allah. So again, this first part is saying, seek Allah's help with patience and salah, with patience and prayer. This is what we must do, and be punctual in making our prayers, and ask Allah for what we need, and what we want, and what we desire. We have to do these things. We want success. We want betterment for our lives. We want things to change in our life. Then we have to ask Allah for the change and for to make our life better. And then in another verse, in chapter 4, verse 45. Again, chapter 4, verse 45. And it says, Allah knows your enemies very well. Sufficient is Allah to protect you, and sufficient is Allah to help you. Allah is where those people who are around you that want to do you harm. Doesn't necessarily have to be your enemy in battle. There's people who are around you that want to do you harm. People you know, people you don't know. They may just want to harm you. But Allah is sufficient to protect you from this. They plot and they plan, but Allah is the best plotter and planner over all, over everything. And sufficient is Allah to help you. So go to Allah. Be sincere with Allah. Cry your eyes. What we have to do to ask Allah that you are, yes, Allah, I am sincere. I'm seeking help from you. I know these other people may be able to help me, but not the same level of help that you can give to me. Now I'm going to go to the next verse, which is in chapter 47, verse 7. Again, chapter 47, verse 7. And Allah says, O believers, if you help the cause of Allah, He will help you and establish your feet firmly. So if you help people, talking about people who are poor, talking to those people who want to fight against Islam, whatever it may be, either physically or written in a journal, something like that, or in a newspaper, magazine. They want to fight you. Okay, then you fight back. You fight back the best that you can. And Allah will make your feet firm because you ask for Allah's help. He would help you and establish your feet firmly because you're doing things in the cause of Allah. Those people don't want people to worship Allah. They want people to worship God. They want to do that. They want people to depend on them or worship no one at all. But we had to stand firm, my students and those who are already Muslim. We had to stand firm against those who want to do us harm. And Allah will keep our feet firm. I want to move on and mention a few more things, my beautiful students. This particular verse is key to understanding who is in charge and who's in control. Keep this in mind, this verse I'm getting ready to read. It's going to be chapter 9, verse 16. Again, that's chapter 9, verse 16. I'm going to give you a little time to get to it. Hopefully, you'll get to it very quickly. And open your Quran up. And those who don't have Quran, you know, next time you come to class, have your Quran with you. Or borrow one. Or you can go on Why Islam, and they will sing your Quran to you, and then maybe the language that you speak. I don't know what language you speak. And so if you understand English, then no problem. If you don't understand English, you need to understand the Quran more in your language. Then you go to Why Islam on the internet, and they will send you free of charge Quran to you. Or you go to your neighborhood masjid. That's our place of worship, Christian worship in the church, Jewish people worship in the synagogue, and then you have us as Muslim, we worship in the mosque. That's M-A-S-J-I-D. And so you can I'll give a Quran there. And so again, that's chapter 9, verse 16. And it says, surely it is Allah to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and causes death. You have none besides Allah to protect or to help. Again, we know that Allah is in charge. The kingdom belongs to Allah, the heavens and the earth. The heavens and the earth all belongs to Allah. It's Allah's kingdom. And Allah gives life and he causes death. We know that Allah can give life and he causes death. We know that they're barren land. Allah put water to it. It becomes not barren anymore. And fruits and other things grow from the land. Allah, we see trees all over the world. At least here in America, for example, then the fall, the leaves fall off the tree. Every single one of them, Allah is aware of each leaf that falls. And then, so that tree pretty much dies during the wintertime. But then, when the spring comes or the warmer weather comes, the tree is full of leaves all over, unless it's evergreen. It's full of leaves. It's easy for Allah to do. Easy for Allah to do, to take something that is dead and bring it to life year after year after year. And so we want help, we want protection, we go to Allah for this. Maybe you didn't know this before this class today. Now you know it. Now you know where to seek your help no matter what you're going through. You may not even want to even listen to me right now because you don't need me right now. Or we need the words that I'm saying right now. But maybe one day you will need these words, and hopefully this class will come into light inside of you. And say, oh yeah, that's right. Imam did say, go to Allah for help. Go to Allah for protection. Ask of Allah. And so you may remember that and then put it to use. I'm not just telling you this just to be telling you this. I'm telling you to teach it to you, and you teach the other, and you put it into practice. Also, there's a particular dua, a supplication that the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he used to say. This is a very beautiful supplication he used to say. The Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he used to supplicate Allah, my Lord, help me and do not give help against me. Give me victory and do not grant victory again over me. Plan on my behalf and do not plan against me. Guide me and make my right guidance easy for me. Grant me victory over those who act wrongfully towards me. O Allah, make me grateful to you, mindful of you, full of fear towards you, devoted to your obedience, humble to you, repentance to you, or repent to you. My Lord, accept my repentance. Wash away my sin. Answer my supplication. Clearly establish my evidence. Guide my heart. Make true my tongue and draw out malice in my breast or in my heart, in my chest. And so I'm not going over this particular dua, particular supplication again, because you can just listen to this class over and over and over again, or play it for someone that you know that might be going through something. But it's a beautiful supplication, a dua that we can make, that Abdullah ibn Abbas narrated that the Prophet, peace and blessing upon him, he said that the Prophet said this dua. He said a supplication. This is a man that all his sins were forgiven, that was promised paradise, but he still made the supplication to Allah as an example to mankind, not just to the Arabs, not just to a certain territory, all of mankind forever, to make the supplication seeking Allah's help and seeking Allah's guidance. So please, my beautiful students, utilize this supplication if you get a chance to do so. Also, it mentioned about seeking Allah's help. I only got a few more things to say regarding this topic. And it mentioned, and also by Abdullah ibn Abbas, he narrated, one day, he, meaning the Prophet, was riding behind the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, young man, if you are mindful of Allah, he will be mindful of you. And if you are mindful of Allah, you will find him before you. When you ask for anything, ask it from Allah. And if you seek Allah's help. Know that if the people were to unite to do some benefit, they could benefit you only with Allah have recorded for you. And that if they were to unite to do you some injury, they could injure you only with Allah have record for you or recorded for you. The pens are withdrawn and the pages are dry. And this is such a beautiful thing that the Prophet gave to these people, to these young men. And he said, ask of Allah. And if the whole world wanted you to benefit you and Allah did not write this for you, you would not benefit. If the whole world want to go against you, and Allah has written for you for them not to go against you and to be successful, then they will not be successful. So you have to remember to rely on Allah, to depend on Allah, and depend on no one or nothing else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah only. We have to always keep this in mind. Although he said, oh young man, he was going to talk to the young man at the time, but he mentioned this for all of us. Don't just think, oh, you're talking about a young man. I mean, older men not talking to women and girls not talking to. No. He's just giving advice to the young man because the young man was there. And Allah knows best. And so we ask help of Allah. And understand that if all the world wanted to give you something, Allah did not have it recorded for you, you would not get it. And all the world wanted to keep something away from you, and Allah have recorded, you're going to get that thing, you will get that thing. So if you rely on Allah alone, I'm a chaplain at a well-known hospital here in America. I've been there by the grace of Allah for over 20 years. And so I always try to remind the patients that we rely on Allah. No matter how many doctors and nurses come around you, they all, for the most part, they mean well. How many machines they have hooked up to you, they all mean well. And they may actually really trying to save your life or do the best they can to preserve your life. But I remind my patients, rely on Allah. Yes, they're doing the best that they can, but rely on Allah. Any outcome has come from Allah. Anything that's written for your book it comes from Allah, no matter what it may be. I have mentioned in one of my previous talks, and you can always go back on one episode that I had COVID-19. I had it for like 2 months on ventilator, coma, the whole thing. I'm not saying this anything in bragging. No, I'm not saying it. It's just for information. And alhamdulillah, my wife made a lot of dua for me, and others made dua for me all over the world. Made dua for me. Almost everyone I spoken with since recovering from the COVID and from being in a coma, they said, "Well, we made dua for Yahi. I cried for you many times, making dua. I appreciate that." And the whatever supplication they did for me, the same to them. The same to them I asked my Lord to give them the same thing. And so you see, they depended on Allah. I was in no way able to say anything to Allah. I couldn't pray for myself. I didn't even know what's going on. I was in a whole nother dream world. And you could listen to my previous episode when I talk about I had COVID-19. And by the will of Allah, only by the will of Allah, I survived it. Only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when I talked to the patients as a chaplain, Muslim chaplain, Islamic chaplain, I basically say the same thing to them. Yes, the doctors and the nurses and the others and the aides and all, they're doing the very best they can to care for you. But rely on Allah, make supplication for Allah. This is not a time you turn your back on Allah and question Allah saying, why do I have COVID? Or why am I sick? Those of you who have COVID, for example. Okay, you have it. Okay, it was written for you to have it, like it was written for me to have it. The thing is, you make dua, or you hope for your family to make dua for you, and those members of the family know that this person is not able to make dua for him or herself, then you make dua for them. You make supplication for them. You ask Allah for help and for guidance. Ask Allah for sakina to bring calmness upon yourself and upon the family, and that Allah bring this person out of whatever they're going through regarding the COVID-19, this disease that they're experiencing and the virus that they're experiencing. Because you never know. Maybe you already have had it, or you may get it. And so you want people to make supplication for you, or any kind of disease, not just the COVID-19, any disease or any trouble that you're going through, you go to Allah and ask Allah for help and ask Allah for guidance. And ask Allah for those of you who are taking medication or taking the shots, the COVID-19 shots and not taking that. That's your decision to make. I'm not telling you to do it or not to do it. That is your solely your decision to make, and you ask Allah for guidance in this area. It might be a big decision for you to make. You might have to make istikhara for those affairs that is good for you or not good for you. And Allah make it clear to you that it's good for you. Yes, go ahead and take the shot, or not good for you, don't take the shot. That is totally up to you. I'm not going to tell you which way what to do with if it's available to you. I'm just saying, depend on the Allah and ask of Allah, and as the hadith said, tie your camel. Meaning we don't just leave our keys in our cars running and walk away and say, Allah protect. No, we don't do that. That's silly. Or we don't leave our houses that are unlocked or the door open. Or leave our wallet so people can just look through it and say it's going to be protected by Allah. No, we have to tie our camel. We know if we don't tie our camel, tie our horses, they may just wander away or walk away from where they are. They may not stay there, just wait for you to come back. And so please, my beautiful students, rely on Allah. Depend on Allah. Do all the things you need to do for yourself and for your family to the best of your ability, but you have to rely on Allah and ask Allah for help and effort for guidance and help and protection. The last thing I want to read to you is, as the particular hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, a strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than a weak believer. However, there is goodness in every believer. Be eager for and strive after what benefits you, and seek help in Allah, and do not be too weak or too lazy to do so. This is so beautiful. Seek help in Allah, and do not be too weak or too lazy to do so. Don't be so weak and don't be so lazy to ask Allah for the help that you need, want, and desire. To find out more and to learn more about the Islamic faith and increase your knowledge of Islam, you can visit Why Islam. You can go to American Open University and find out more about the beautiful faith. And also you go to the Islamic Online University, or now it's called the International Online University. These are great places where you can learn more about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.